Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Who's ready to party?
I'm ready to party.
I'm ready to party too.
I know, I always like to party.
Me too.
It's fun.
We throw good parties.
We do throw good parties. I mean, the Derby Brunch.
We'll live.
I mean, we're 6 months place. Out from that. Can you believe that? 6 months?
We need to start planning a theme. We always have a theme
we
by now.
We do always have a theme.
Ooh, whoops.
What are you doing tonight? I'm going to come over and prep for Derby Brunch.
So before Derby, the holidays happen.
Yes.
And it's quickly approaching.
All of the things with the holiday. So with holidays, there comes parties, mm-hmm. and there comes like every level of party. There's like the holiday parties you throw your kids at school. There's the holiday parties you have at your office, and there's holiday parties that you have at your house, or maybe you're hosting one. Mm-hmm. Those can get to be a little much if you don't plan for them. But I feel like if you plan ahead a little bit, just a little bit goes a long way. Don't have to have it all mapped out, but just a little guideline, you got it.
Well, I never have everything mapped out.
No.
The moment I have everything mapped out is when everything falls apart.
When it's like disaster.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit.
I like to surprise myself. I get so excited when I accomplish something with like inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
That
like,
just
I didn't
worked
see that
out.
Coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let your.
Yes.
Yes. A more human approach.
Yeah. So we're going to share some tips today on how you get through the holiday parties, whether you're hosting one, you're attending one, or if you're hosting your family for Thanksgiving. Sorry.
We've done that.
Turkey's
over.
We're on to Christmas. So if you're hosting your family, or if you've got company coming in, how do you keep them comfortable without going crazy that you have guests in your
mm-hmm.
house?
Mm-hmm.
So
let's start with the holiday party.
Okay.
Great idea. You know, the friends one,
mm-hmm.
you know, you kind of want to get your red lip on,
right.
maybe throw some false eyelashes on. So if you're hosting that,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about what to wear, because this is pivotal part of hosting a party in your own home. You want to be comfortable.
You absolutely want to be comfortable.
Well, you want to be chic.
Yes. I think you have to start with your shoes. At least this is what I do in my world. I like to start with my shoes and then I work my way up.
Yes.
So definitely no more than a 3-inch heel
mm-hmm.
if you are hosting at your house. And that really can be like, put those on last minute. You don't need to be tramping around your house. And not tramp as in you're tramping, but like tramping like clunking all over the place.
Right.
Don't send me an email about that. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
But I think you just have to be mindful of, like, when you're working in the kitchen, you don't need your heels on.
No.
Save it for the last.
Put slippers on.
Yeah. And if you are going to be working the room a lot, going back and forth, serving people, you know, entertaining, even go for a good wedge. Because mm-hmm. if you're going to be walking around, mm-hmm. this isn't the time to break out the new sparkles that you haven't had yet. Like, you need mm-hmm. something tried and true that, you know, your feet aren't going to swell in, that you know you can move around. But then
when you drink,
at the end of the day,
they're swelling.
They're just going to mm-hmm. swell. But if it does happen, you're at your own house, so kick off your shoes. So hopefully you aren't inviting anybody at your house.
Right. I mean, if it's like a boss or something. Yeah. I totally, you have to wager that.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that. A good blazer goes a long way.
A good blazer.
You can
does.
Always take off the blazer if it gets a little mm-hmm. too warm. You have like a nice tank top or a camisole underneath that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always a big fan of that. Or just nothing that has a lot of frill or fluff around the wrist to below the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're cute, it needs you're just putting your sleeve in some dip.
Right. I mean, if you're going for a bell sleeve, you gotta be real careful.
Real careful.
Don't end up in the mashed potatoes. Like just frolicking
spinach and artichoke all over yourself.
Yeah. So keep. I personally, because I feel like I sweat like a lot when it comes to like if I'm moving around, I love a sleeveless top, and mm-hmm. there's so many great ones that, you know, you can have a sequined one, although you do have to be careful. If you are wearing a sequined tank or a sleeveless sequin, be careful because you can get some chafe around the armpit, and you can get the, from your, like, where your tricep is, you can scrape that sometimes on a sequin, so just be mindful that if you're going to go sparkle up top, be considerate of where the armpits and where the arms will scrape. Because I've
it's
definitely...
It's annoying the next
it's
day.
It's very annoying. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, well, look at that. I have sequin burn. I don't want that.
That's a new one.
That's
And one thing that I do love, this is a good hostess gift too, but if you are cooking, say a light appetizer or whatever, and you're still greeting your guest, mm-hmm. I like a cute apron. It's fun. It's festive. It's a talking point. Everyone thinks, and it's a little bit more homey and inviting when you're entering into your own space. Like, people want to see you in your own environment, and they're like, oh, don't you look festive? And you're like, oh, you know, I just, you know, just whipping this together, taking my brie out of the oven, whatever. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
And I think it makes, it kind of sets the tone for entering into the house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love an apron. I mean, yes, they're cute, and they do kind of pull you together if you are still, like, in the kitchen while people are getting, still coming in. But they save me. I mean, they have saved so many They have saved so many outfits from, like, the splatters of the kitchen.
Right.
So, I mean, they're not just for decoration.
They're useful. Really
just, yeah,
they save. And you can put your phone in the pockets. Mm-hmm. So if people are saying, oh, I'm late, you know, you're right. Well notified without, like...
Oh, you know what's the worst? When you're using your phone to check the recipe, and people are texting, and you're like, I don't care how much you're, I've got to see. How long am I cooking this for? Like, what's my final season?
What's my resting time?
Right. Stop with your text.
I totally agree with you. Stop it. Should have gone with the quiches. Stop.
You know, I did learn a good hack for this, too. If your hands are sticky and you still need to, like, scroll on your iPad or your phone, you can use a carrot. Oh. Stick that carrot on the screen and it moves up.
That's a cool idea. Or any kind of probably root vegetable has that tactile feel.
It could, yeah. I mean, it's tried and true with the carrot. I mean, maybe I have a parsnip.
I'm like a parsnip.
Yeah, but... I have a parsnip. Yeah, test it out.
So, I like that idea.
I mean, I've used my nose before. I'm like, get in there. Let's scroll the next page.
I want to see all the videos of people that, all the ways that they've tried to, like, the elbow.
Right, like a knuckle.
Oh, yeah. They're like, can someone get this? I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd use Georgie's paw.
Yeah.
Like, Georgie, can you swipe up? She's like, yes, I got you.
I got you.
Speaking of greeting people. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm a huge component of is hiring a bartender if it's capable, or if you know somebody, or if you have a little bit of extra budget in your party. It goes a long way.
It does.
Because, number one, they can greet people. Mm-hmm. They can take coats. They can show people the designated area to put the coats in the purses. And they can pour the cocktails.
Right. Or, you know, if you've got a friend that makes a mean martini, I'm sure they want to share that with the group. So, put doesn't Larry behind the bar and say, go for it, buddy. This is great. And because that sometimes that does, like, you want to greet your guests and you want to get, you know, can I get you a drink? But that's time. And that you're still trying to manage prepping things, or not prepping things, but getting things where they need to go and getting people where they need to go. And you want to get them a drink, but that's, you know, that's a lot of steps sometimes.
That's a lot of steps.
Do you want a beer? No? You want the cocktail.
And what's our other tip?
Our other tip is to have a signature cocktail that only has 3, maybe 4 ingredients max. So that, again, you're not spending, you know, 15 minutes per cocktail to serve to somebody, and you've got a room full of 30 people. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, well, I didn't talk to anybody. I just poured everybody a drink.
And you're sitting over there just like shaking it up all night.
Right.
Or just have it already pre-made. Mm-hmm. But they want to feel like, it's not this grandiose martini, like I said last week, about, like, the ginger from a tree in Narnia. Like, I mean, they want it to be accessible. Like,
yes.
I want to be able to make this. I want to be able to go to Trader Joe's, get all the stuff I need, pour me some liquor in it, and be great.
And be good.
Like, that's what you want. Yes. People don't really... I love, like, an ornate drink when I order it at a restaurant.
And see, like, I can't do a craft cocktail at my house. Like, I'm not smoking any paprika or, like, finding any rosemary from the garden to put in my, you know, gimlet. I don't know. Like, I'm just like, white wine's fine. I'm good.
Like, I feel like if I do, like, a zest of an orange, I'm fancy.
Oh, exactly. I'm like, look, it's a zest in there, girl. How'd you get that time?
You got your zester out?
Wait.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like that is a total win.
Yeah.
Because then it's already, if it is pre-made, if you can make it pre-made, I mean, you can have your little nice little drink dispenser like we do at our parties, and we just label it. One thing I think we should do is probably put the ingredients in it next time. Like, you know, on like a chalkboard to the side.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I think we should do that next time we host.
If you can't see the lime and the, you know, lemon, if you need me to write that out, I will. But if you see it floating in there, you make the call.
Right. But you never know. Someone will be like, oh, is there strawberries in it? I'm allergic to strawberries. I'm like, oh,
damn. Good point. Yeah.
You know, pineapple. You never know. Someone could have squeezed a pineapple, but you can't see the pineapple. It's just and then juice. You could die.
And I could die. Oh, blasted people and their pineapple. I'm allergic to two things on this planet, cats and pineapple. And it's amazing to me how many times people are like, oh, I'm so sorry about the pineapple.
You're like, no. I mean, it's not like EpiPen.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean,
but it's.
Actually, if I did ingest like a bunch of it, it could go sour. But
real fast.
Real fast.
Real fast. Okay, yeah. So our other tip was, you know, when you do come into the house, mm-hmm. homey touches.
Yes.
What are your favorite homey touches?
I love when I go to somebody's house, especially around the holidays, I love to see like what their little holiday traditions are. Like if there's like, do you have a nutcracker collection or, you know, how do you display your Christmas cards, your holiday cards? You know, like do you have like, you know, like in Christmas Vacation when they have like that little tilt-a-whirl thing and he like hits it. Right. It's like, you know, looks like tongue depressors or something. Like, I just love to see what people have collected because I feel like around this time, people get really excited to put out what they love. So I always enjoy seeing what other people love.
Yeah. And there's always a story behind it. And then sometimes they want to hear, your guests want to hear your stories. Right. They like to know about you.
And did you get Nana's china? I want to know. Tell me about it.
I know. I'm like, oh, this is a nice way to display this. Yeah. Or I never knew this about you. Mm-hmm. So it is a great way to greet your guest and also just let them inside a little bit.
Yeah.
Inside your heart.
What's your favorite hostess gift to give?
To give? Mm-hmm. I like two. I love a candle. I love receiving a candle. So I've been a big fan of the Nest candles. You've given me a couple.
I do love the Nest candle.
The holiday scent right now is on point.
Yes. Oh, they've got a couple different ones, but they have like the Fraser Fir, which I love because we have mm-hmm. a fig tree. But anytime I can have, you know, that smell in the house, that automatically makes you think of Christmas.
And yes. I'm like, this is awesome. And the other day you were burning one of them. Was that the one?
Yeah.
It smelled
so good.
So good. Mm-hmm. Like that's what you want to smell like coming into someone's house.
Yeah.
And it's a great gift.
It is a good one.
And these last forever.
They do. They really do. And we burn them at Primp because we get them down at Diggs. We keep it in the family at Chinwood Square. Mm-hmm. And I mean, anytime we have them lit, people are like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that? And I'm like, I know, right? It's a Nest candle.
It's amazing. Right down here.
I love it. And they do. They last forever.
The fall scent that we brought, which pumpkin is chai. My fate to this day, because I'm not a big pumpkin fan.
Me neither.
Like the smell.
Yeah.
But that one lasted forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I emptied it out like on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is amazing.
It is. It's a really good one.
So that's a good one. And I love getting even a holiday plate.
Oh, those are fun.
Or like a knife and a plate set. Like, you know, you can find a lot of those, mm-hmm. especially in the Chinwood Square area. You can find tons of those.
Yeah.
That are so cute. And people love getting those.
It's so nice because when you, again, like if you're going to someone's house that likes to entertain, they're going to have a lot of things that they've, you know, accumulated throughout the years, but they're not going to have the gift you haven't given them yet. Mm-mm. So it's a win-win.
Maybe they do need another nut bowl or a cheese thing or whatever. They might need that.
I love it. You know what I love?
A towel. Mm-hmm. And that's like a dual gift.
Question. If you're bringing wine to the party, do you open that bottle of wine?
I bring an extra bottle of wine.
I do too.
Like, so if I give one as a gift, I bring an extra one.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, unless it's like you, I'm like, well, open that bitch up.
You don't even wait. You're just opening it for me.
I know. I'm like, going down to the basement myself. I'm like, what do you think about this one? I do. And I think that people love to give wine because it's their personal style as well. They're like, I really like this wine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the wine is punny too. Like our favorite wine right now is Sheep Thrills.
And I love that.
And it's so cute. There's like sheep flying.
I know. They have parachutes. It's great. And it's good.
It's good. It's a good like value.
It's under $10, right?
I think so.
I
mean, it's not over 12. I know that.
No.
That's
the fancy stuff.
I didn't get my Kroger Plus card on that one.
Right. No. Mm-hmm. Just the sheep thrills today.
Sheep thrills all the way. So what if you're having your family in?
Yes.
What are your key must-haves?
So must-dos? I feel like when you have your family in your home, you want it to still feel like, you know, your house isn't a museum. You want it to be homey and lived in. I mean, I'm going to pick up for you, but if you're my family, I'm probably not going like deep down scrubbing baseboard style because you're my family and you don't judge me. So I hope. but there are definitely times when, you know, I have my family in that I want to make sure that there are, you know, pictures of them in frames in the room that they're going to stay in.
Oh,
and
that's a sweet
touch. I just love that, because then you're like, oh, I just feel, you know, at home. I mean, I've been to people's houses before where I've stayed and I'm like, I don't know anybody in these pictures. And I'm like, which is, I can ask about it, but sometimes I'm like, why is Uncle Bob staring at me? I don't know him. I'm like, ah! So I love when, you know, you've got like that familiarity.
Like an old Halloween photo. Right. And you're like,
that's creepy. Wait. And then I also like to keep little bottles of water by the bedside tables. I mean, especially if you're not that familiar with, you know, whoever's house you're staying at, and you just need a little drink in the middle of the night, like, do you even have an ensuite bathroom? I don't know. Like, just want you to feel comfortable and know that we've got you covered.
Yeah, extra towels, always.
Always extra towels.
You know one thing I do in my guest room, and I don't know if, all those samples that I get from Sephora or whatever, I keep them in a big glass thing.
Oh, that's fun.
So,
yeah.
If they do forget toothpaste, moisturizer, shampoo, or whatever, they have like this huge jar to dig through. But it's really kind of, but it's like it's an assortment. There's all kinds of things in there. And then I always keep like an extra blow jar, but that's just kind of given.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm always stuck in, like, all the showers in my house have Euphoria shampoo. So I'm like, don't worry, you don't have, I got you covered.
Yeah. Well, they should. Yeah. You're like a big back bar.
Okay, yeah. Pump, pump. Yeah, those are fun. And I do love, like, we like to do this during, like, when the kids are off for the holiday break. It's like a good 2.5 weeks. I love to have a puzzle sitting out. And when you just walk by and you're like, oh, that's the piece I've been looking for. When it's time just to take like a TV or iPad break, I'm like, let's go, you know, stretch your eye muscles in here. Let's go look for these. I love it. And my kids love it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got so close last year to finishing. And then I swear we just all like fizzled out at the same time. And then by like,
by March, you're like, okay,
it's got to go. We're creeping on spring break, and I still got cats on my table. It's got to go. Like, I don't know where the yarn ball is.
A long time.
I was like, I'm going to get this. And we all were. And then it just literally, like, overnight.
How many pieces was it?
I think it was like maybe like 750. It was a big one.
It was a lot because it was a lot of little pieces. I'm like, well, that looks like a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like 100. I'm like a good 100 person.
My kids can go through a puzzle in like lickety split. So it has to be like over 500, or it can't be under 500, because I feel like that's it would last like maybe 2 days. And I'm really trying to like extend this puzzle, you know, the time frame that we can use it.
You know what you could do? Or if you're not a puzzle person, you know those big posters that you color? You can get one of those out.
Uh-huh, that's a good
idea.
Like
the meditation ones, but they don't have to be.
Yeah.
There's big ones now.
Yeah.
I forget what they're called. Like mosaics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of them are colored by number, which I think that's really fun for kids.
Yes.
And they're huge. And so you can, that's a good family, like,
yeah.
Hey, we can sit one afternoon and you don't have to talk. You just have to color.
You just have to color.
Yeah. I do like that. And I don't like keeping everyone on like a strict schedule.
Yeah, like, I don't either. I'm not a cruise director. I don't want to be. I mean, but I do appreciate, like, if I have people coming into my house, I should have things for them to do. I mean, not every day is going to be filled with, like, you know, extravagant excursions. But, you know, when they're like, oh, you know, what do you want to eat? Well, I'm not asking, you know, if my brother lives in North Carolina, hey, Jamie, where do you want to eat today? And he's like, dude, I don't live here. I don't know. You tell me.
You tell
me. Good point. I don't know. So I do think, like, but I also love to share my favorite things about Louisville with people that come to visit. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, I can't wait for, you know, family to come in and like, oh, there's a new restaurant. I can't wait for you to try, you know. But we always have so many fun things that are local here. And I love when people come from a place that doesn't have a lot of local stuff, because then you get like the real flair of what that community is like. And I love sharing that with
everyone
from
so
non-Louisvillians.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much stuff. So thankful.
Love you, Louisville.
Yeah. yeah, I don't like to be a cruise director either. I also like keeping a diet, like a menu within the house, like saying like, okay, just keeping them updated. Like, okay, we're going to have this for breakfast, going out for lunch, this for dinner, just so they'll have their mindset. So like, you know, some kids are serious about what they eat.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, trust me, you got to keep family members fed. You don't get hangry.
Hangry.
I get hangry.
Yeah.
I mean, I can snap quick. I'm like...
It all revolves around food.
It does. I mean, I keep crackers and nuts in my car just in case. Just in case. Even Smeltoids. Pop those in there. Full snack.
So what about the kids' party? Like, what's our big term?
Oh, like at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do one holiday party a year, it's a Valentine's Day. And I know that that is where I excel, because that is where...
Me too.
Like, we can't bring in outside baked goods to our school. I mean, and I get that. Like, I respect everybody's got an allergy, and I'm not trying to send any kid to the hospital with my non-nut-free brownie that I thought was approved, and it's not. What I love about that party is that you can decorate marshmallows. Mm-hmm. It is fun. Like, sprinkles and a marshmallow make kids happy, and you don't have to do much to it.
Marshmallows in general make people mm-hmm. happy.
Yeah.
So where can you use marshmallows? Insert them there.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I feel like they can be used in a craft.
Yeah.
They can be used in mm-hmm. a snack.
Yes.
And then everybody's happy.
Last year...
Just the right amount of sugar, too. And they're vegan, and they're dairy-free, gluten-free, mm-hmm. all the things.
All the things. We did... I think it was last year, we hosted... my oldest daughter, Ruby Jane, her little friends came over, and we made ornaments. Like, we just had, like, a craft table downstairs. We had, like, Christmas movies on in the basement. And we just did, like, a little, you know, get-together for whoever wanted to come. And we invited, like, friends from all different schools, all different, you know, grades that she's been in. And it was so fun. I think we had, like, 15 kids here. And it was
great.
You did
do that last year. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
And I know, the boys came over, and they made their...
Is it a birdhouse?
Yeah, it was Christmas trees.
Oh, Christmas trees.
Ornaments, yeah. With, like, popsicle sticks and, like, felt balls and stuff.
Where are those?
I don't know. They're probably still in the basement, probably. But I, what I think is really fun, if you've got younger kids, like, even if going back, if you've got younger kids staying at your house, but having a fun craft. So printing out, you know, whatever movies that they're into, printing out things that they can color that have those characters on it. You know, just having...
You don't have to have glitter.
You don't have to have glitter. Yeah. But I do think it's nice to have something to do. I mean, one of my favorite things we've ever done was we took Skittles in a bowl, and I think it was like dish soap and maybe milk. Like some milk, and then you stick there, and it, like, you can see like the colors runs. Like runs.
Mm-hmm.
We did that, and then we slow timed it with the phone, so we watched it in slow mo, like how it happened.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
And that's like a good way to get two things out of one project. So if you video it, you can go back and watch like bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. So that's I forget where I learned that, but I was like, oh, that's...
And they'll rewatch that, like, 800 times.
They totally did.
Let's see you do it again.
Yeah. So I think it's always fun to have a craft.
I agree. I mean, my kids just love stickers and Crayola crowns. So, mm-hmm. honestly, that's, like, the best thing ever. So, they're satisfied with that.
Yeah.
And a kid's scissor. Lately, they've been obsessed with kid's scissors. I'm like, can we not with the scissors?
Oh, man.
I mean, cutting up little shards of paper. I'm like, are we making confetti? I know.
They confettied the playroom last week, and I'm like, who made the confetti man?
What's in? Not shocked.
He's on fire lately.
He
did it good. I was like, wow, that's... I mean, we're like on Price is Right right now. Like, uh-huh. Win in the car!
Confetti bomb. Yeah, we definitely made that.
Yeah. Do you have a party at your school, like, that you're good at hosting, or?
I always do Valentine's Day. I buy through it for the year, like, mm-hmm. whenever I see stuff, and I have just stockpiles, I mean, banners galore. So I do agree with Valentine's Day, but pick a party.
Yeah.
It can be, and I, again, love a marshmallow, love a chocolate chip,
because
mm-hmm. you can get those both dairy-free and gluten-free, and yeah. so you can
make
manage.
A snowman yes. out of the chocolate chips and the marshmallows.
And if you just pair that with usually a Go-Gurt or a yogurt tube is acceptable. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
And, because usually you have to have pre-cut fruit, and that never tastes good.
Speaking of pre-cut, when you go, if you're hosting a party of any sorts, do you like to get the pre-cut things? Like, I know we shop a lot at Trader Joe's, but do you ever get, like, pre-cut items to help facilitate those kind of things? Are you
at,
like,
Trader Joe's,
I like to chop and I like to do it all?
Well, it just depends on what it is. Like, if it's celery, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's broccoli, can you do that for me?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really feel... I feel like it's you know,
it
suspect.
It depends on the thing.
I do not get pre-cut fruit. Like, that's just... It always doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do it, like, the day of.
No, I agree,
like,
with
an
that.
Hour before.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've lost on that bet.
Yeah.
Even, like, putting... Sometimes you got to get the blueberries the day of. I mean, ugh.
I know.
The blueberry struggle.
It is. I think last year we had a bad season of blueberries.
It's bad.
Like, even the kids were like, I don't like any of these. I'm like, I don't blame you.
I don't either. But Trader Joe's is super helpful with all the hacks. Like, yeah, you know, using the mashed potatoes, you can, they have tons of dietary options. So I say when you can use Trader Joe's,
use it. Yes.
A good thing when the friendly flyer, is a Fearless Flyer? Is that what it's called? The little newspaper they put out? I think it's the Fearless Flyer. I don't know. So I've recently started picking this up, and I know I'm really late to this game, so I'm sorry for all you guys who have been doing this. But they have some great options. They have cocktail recipes.
Really?
Yeah. They have they have other recipes, too. Yeah.
We don't talk just about cocktails all the time.
But I thought that was a good idea. And they make them, like, you know, you don't have...
Oh, yeah. No, I love a festive.
They have, cocktail. Like... appetizer ideas, and they'll tell you where it's located in the store, and they make the shopping list on the front, the Fearless Flyer.
Okay,
I thought that was really great. So next time you see that little newspaper, just grab it.
I mean, I noticed that
there's no coupons. There's no coupons in it.
That's funny.
On our Instagram page, so you can scroll through those, and I know we'll be sharing some stuff in the coming weeks, but hopefully. You never know with us.
Yeah, I know.
We say them, and then sometimes they come true, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
It's like wishful podcasting. Wishful thinking. Right. Okay, it's question time.
Ooh, question time. Okay. Did you have one?
I didn't, but I usually am.
I know we talk about emojis all the time, and I know that we just recently both did the update, so we downloaded the new emojis, but do you have a favorite out of the new ones?
Okay, I've got two.
Oh,
there's a swan now.
There's always been a swan.
Oh, damn it. There's always been a swan? There's always been a swan. Oh, I never noticed it. Well, new to me.
Okay. Yeah.
And the hippo.
The hippo!
I've been using it every time I had a chance. Oh, that's I so just great. Send it to random people.
There she is. I wonder when we're going to hear Georgie.
Oh, FedEx guy's here. She hates all parcels.
All the parcels. I know.
Oh, hates them equally.
So funny. I love, I love the peacock.
The peacock is cute.
So cute. I'm like,
fancy.
He's cute. Yeah. He's got the fancy feathers.
The peacock.
I know. Huh. Yeah. I love the peacock. I know.
This dog.
So sorry about this dog.
What is your favorite piece of wardrobe during the holidays? Like, what's your go-to? I know you're Virgo and you like all of it.
I know. Give me all these hard questions.
What are you currently lounging in?
Oh, okay. Lounging...
what's your go-to loungewear right now?
My go-to loungewear is the matching pajama sets that I bought us for our friend's sleepover.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
I should post those.
Yeah, I'll post those. Yeah, they were from Nordstrom Rack. They were a super score, but they're so comfortable.
It's like free something.
Yeah, Free People, maybe.
It's not Free People.
I don't know. We'll look it up. But I'm loving those. I mean,
those are good.
They are great around the house, but they are cute enough that if you need to hop to someplace to go run a quick errand, you could get away with walking inside a store with them. But
yeah. You honestly could just throw on like a jacket, and that's good. What's your piece of wardrobe that is good for a must have during the holidays? Like for all parties, just something that's good to have.
I love a good flowy pant, because sometimes you just don't feel like wearing a dress. Like maybe you're just like, I'm bloated, or I don't know, maybe it's really cold outside and you just don't want to deal with
it's snowing.
What do I wear? Am I putting tanner on my legs, or am I wearing a tight? Like sometimes you just don't want to fuss. So I actually have a pair of red high-waisted pants, then they're like a wide flowy leg, and I love them because they can go with everything. I mean, you can make them really festive you can go red and green if you wanted to. I've been wearing it with like this really pretty like burgundy-ish color, and red and burgundy isn't usually a combo that you would put together, but there's enough pink in this burgundy that it actually looks really cool.
This works.
Very festive. And it looks great with a sequin. So I feel like anytime you can do a sequin or a feather during the holidays, like...
And you can put it with a t-shirt.
You can put
a t-shirt with these pants, and it will still, like, a festive
t-shirt. Yeah, and I think they're the most versatile pair, or the most versatile piece during the holidays.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Good tip.
Thanks.
Good tip.
Thank you so much.
Gotta go to the expert.
Thanks, Bill.
You know.
Do you have a go-to yoga pose that helps you when you're getting like super stressed out, or if you're like, you know what, I just need to check in for a minute, get rid of this funk Do you have a pose that you gravitate
towards? Yeah. I think my signature is like I always have two things. So it just depends on like what my body is calling for. Balancing poses are huge for me. Those are always super grounding. And they can tell me kind of where I am mentally. It's like a good mental check-in. So if my balance is off, then I know I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. Maybe I test myself a little bit there. Like a warrior three or that kind of stuff. I like those. Or just even a standing tree pose is really great.
Cool.
Reach yourself. And then I absolutely love a forward fold, which is really great for especially around the holidays. You know, even if we're like sitting a little bit more or we're a little bit more in our cars and we're driving, forward fold is really great. Meant to be bipeds. So standing up and folding over, releasing all of that. You know, hinging at the hips is a good way to release that.
Cool.
So letting go loosey-goosey up top, but still engage on the bottom.
So if you're standing in line, checking out at the
grocery store.
Just bend over. It's like, sorry, sir. Got to stretch.
I'm sorry. Crazy's in life said I had to bend over now.
Awesome. That's so great. Well, thanks for sharing your tips with me, Britt. This is great.
I had fun in the closet today.
I know. It's just been a good day.
You vacuumed for me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It was time. We got a new piece to the vacuum, so now it works. So just testing it out.
The things that happen.
Exactly.
All right. Happy holidays, folks.